time I bring up my favorite movie or song, y'all call my shit corny. You act like I don't have no taste and no flavor. I'm a Luddite or some bullshit like that. What kind of particular shit is that? It's the shit I like. That's what I like. That's my type of shit. You know? Why don't you know y'all supposed to just say something nice? It's showtime.
Welcome to the Say Something Nice podcast. Film, TV, and music news and discussions, plus reviews of the films, TV shows, and music we've enjoyed, or otherwise, this past week. In addition to our Say Something Nice challenge, in which we challenge each other to say something nice about the best and worst in pop culture. Be sure to check us out at ssmpodcast.com and on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Acast, Google Play, and TuneIn. Be sure to like and share the show on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, where we are under the handle SSM Podcast. And be sure to comment and rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Stitcher.
Good Lord. Black Panther 2, just my brain just shut down. Black Panther 2, mm-hmm. What would be the title of the job that you would do? Like, translate what you would be doing for the movie. You would be the blank guy.
I mean, I could work in post-production and be like a colorist or like a assistant editor. I could work in sound mixing, or I could be part of the Jabari tribe.
I need to know what to meditate on positively and put out there, because you deserve it.
Or that, or I could be a script doctor so I can work on Black Panther's 2 screenplay, and then that can work up to, if I can do black, write on one of these Marvel movies, and then, the dream I want to speak to the universe, I want to write whenever they get around to doing Shazam 3, I guess they're going to call it, after they do Shazam movie, the Black Adam movie, I want to write the Shazam versus Black Adam movie. That's what I want to happen in my life.
Say it again, what?
The Shazam versus Black Adam movie.
Shazam versus Black Adam movie, and you want to be the head writer?
I don't have to be the head writer as long as I get to touch the screenplay.
All right.
That is presuming that Shazam makes money and Black Adam makes money, so they do make a part 3, though. We'll see if that happens tonight. It is DC.
And speak those things as if they are.
Because that's the comic I grew up reading, was Shazam.
Okay.
They're filming it right now in Toronto. Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
And they've turned this very lily white property into a multicultural cast. Thank you, Spider-Man Homecoming. they're casting a lot of these very white parts with black people and brown people, and some of the internet is not happy about it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest motivator is money, so fuck their feelings.
Yeah. My only complaint about the casting so far is, so the story of Shazam basically is that it's a kid from an orphanage named Billy Batson who gets the powers to essentially become a superhero, an adult superhero, by saying a magic word, Shazam. In the first act of the story they're adapting, he's like a mistreated foster kid who's kind of has a bad attitude, basically. And the story's about him learning to be a good person. So in the first act, he cusses out his orphanage director, basically. That's how the story begins, how you meet him and learn he's a bad kid. And they have a cast, a black woman named Andy Oso, to play the orphanage director, who's white in the comics. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't want him cussing out an auntie.
Brandon, how do you know they're going to go exactly with that storyline?
Because, based on what they're shooting, and based on
you've
sort of
read
around,
the
like,
script,
the script, the, ca- the script, and the characters they've cast, they're doing that exact story. The one I told you about. The only thing they're doing is they took Black Adam out because I think Dwayne Johnson realized he was only on 30 pages of a 200-page script, and he balked at that.
He'll be alright.
Oh no, he dropped out the movie entirely. He wants Black Adam. Yeah, he wants his own movie.
So I was just about to say, there's a chance. I mean, how do you? They cast her because there needs to be an orphanage director, but that doesn't mean he's going to insult her or cuss her out.
It does. Trust me. $5. He cusses this woman out.
Okay.
Or calls her a name, at least. Like, you know, when I say cuss, the old country folks say, he's going to call her some names.
Okay.
As long as there ain't no racial names.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will you get up and walk away?
I will.
Wow. Why is there a pause?
Because you literally put me in the conflict of my life when you asked me that. That's why.
Oh my God, you're a black person first, though. I changed my mind. I'm going to see this movie opening night.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, I changed my mind. Yeah, yeah.
The funny thing, though, is that there have been no reveals from Aquaman at all. Have y'all seen anything other than a couple of photos here and there?
I mean, listen, man. Who are they going to leak Aquaman to? Like,
man, people want to see the new costume, I think.
Hey, man, so he's not going to be in jeans?
Oh, boy. He's supposed to be in that yellow and green outfit like the comics.
What?
That's what I've been told.
So that's 2019, right?
No, it's 18. It's November this year.
Oh. Wait, I thought it was next year. Okay.
No, Shazam comes out next year.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I know you love Shazam, but we don't need a Shazam movie. Like, can we be completely honest?
We do need a Shazam movie.
Uh-oh.
They already made one back in the 1940s. Have y'all seen the meme going around of him killing everybody?
Okay. In the 1940s. Okay.
Moji, I don't want nothing to happen to you. So
I
really was trying to hold back because I don't want to crush your dreams.
Well, Moji, the thing is this, like, because Shazam was found to be in a court of law, a copyright infringement of Superman, the success and failure of the property has always risen and fallen in, what do you call it, not parallel, but in opposite where Superman was doing. So Superman is doing well, there's no Shazam anything. If Superman's doing bad, they bring him back out. So with Man of Steel being there and Justice League being and BVS being... The door is wide open right now.
But isn't Shazam being produced by DC?
Yes.
So if the same,
it's not the same people. It's the people who they hired to replace John Berg and his folks were the ones who were already making Shazam.
I'm not holding out hope that DC is finally going to make a good movie.
I mean, they made Wonder Woman.
One out of like 10.
And Man of Steel, Man of Steel wasn't bad.
Patty did that, though.
Man, it still wasn't bad. People just still low
odds. That's all I'm saying. These are really low odds, and I just can't find myself cheering. And like the actor who's playing, I'm like, okay.
Oh, Zachary Levi, he's funny. He's talented and stuff. Yeah. He's just not.
He's like white funny. He's like Big Bang Theory funny. I was like, okay.
People who are like the Shazam fans from the 70s who remember the TV show they had and everything, they've hated every choice they made except for Zachary Levi being cast. That was the only thing they liked. I was surprised.
Is he supposed to be like someone that's buff though? Because Zachary Levi.
They put him in the gym. He's been working out since they announced he was playing a part. Like they put him on the Magic Bean diet as well. So
man, they better put him on some roids.
That's what I say.
Yeah, right?
Magic.
Yeah. He better get on that Mark Wahlberg diet.
And of course, also they pad the suits anyway. It's not like you need to say I'm chest naked, so they'll be fine.
Okay.
And then it's weird because it's a kid and he's in like lying to all these adults that he's like an adult, and it's slightly problematic for me.
It's
when he's checking out Wonder Woman and I'm like, but you're a kid. It's like, this is weird.
The funny thing was, is that that was what I liked about it best as a kid. It's like he gets to be an adult when he wants to be. Then when he's tired of being an adult, he just has to say a magic word and go back to school.
But now I'm the adult, so it feels weird.
And also, the thing I like about it is that it's not just, you know, Billy. It's, you know, there's a whole Shazam family of kids who turn into superheroes.
Yeah.
They can make a great comedy, but I don't think you want it to be a comedy.
No, they want it to be a comedy. That's what they're going for.
Okay. I can see really great comedic potential in that. We'll see.
Yeah,
listen.
They said they wrote a comedy. We'll see if it's funny or not. But from what we've been told, they have written a comedy version of it. I mean, it's a comedic concept in the first place, anyways. They never intended for Shazam and Captain Marvel to be taken seriously, which is sort of kind of why when they take it, you know, dark and brooding, it never works very well.
So is this kind of like their answer to Ant-Man? Like they're trying to how Ant-Man is really just kind of funny.
They said Guardians of the Galaxy because it's technically still supposed to be a team movie. Like, it's sort of kind of like a Guardians, and a Spider-Man Homecoming, because Spider-Man Homecoming, of course, is about teenagers, and this movie about teenagers as well.
Right. So, Brandon, are they? Do you feel like as if, because of what we just said, you said they're trying to make it like Guardians? Are you saying that they're going to not only just introduce the other kids who will also become superheroes, but they're going to actually make them heroes already in the first movie?
I mean, spoiler alert, that's what happens in the story they're adapting.
Wait, in the very first movie, you think they're going to introduce, they're going to make the other kids turn into heroes too?
Yes, I bet you $5 on that one too. Because remember, like, listen, I know at least one of the other superheroes they've cast, like one of the other actors they've cast to play one of the other kids as an adult.
Oh yeah, the guy on Walking Dead,
he's playing the imposter dad.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, he was on his Instagram yesterday saying he had shot his first scenes on Saturday. No, I'm talking about somebody else who's been cast to play one of the other kids. I'm not being specific on purpose. But yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, they're going to do that. Because also, think about it from like a money perspective, I can market like a whole team of heroes of all different ethnicities.
Oh, like and toys and whatnot.
Toys and stuff, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. My only issue, my other issue with this is just like the fans, the loyal, quote unquote, loyal fans, they're really problematic.
No. Really? They can't sell this movie to loyal Shazam fans because they want a lily white family with no brown or black people in it at all. They want to go back to the old 1940s version where he had a goddamn slave and shit.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
Captain Marvel back in the day, or Shazam, he used to have an assistant named Steamboat, who was a black dude drawn with the biggest lips you've ever seen in your entire life, who spoke, "Oh, wow. Ooh, Lordy, Captain Marvel, we's in trouble, sir." You know, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You go back and read 1940s comics, you find they had a lot of that back. You know, Captain America had a dude who hung up with Bucky, Whitewash Jones, I think his name was. Like, yeah, they all had like these.
They weren't even trying with some of these goddamn names, Whitewash Jones.
Whitewash Jones, but yeah. because they want that.
The only thing they didn't put is just say monkey.
Lord.
Right?
Yeah, when they saw them casting like Asian people and like a little Latin teenager, and then like the little black girl from This Is Us, she plays one of the kids, they are pissed. They are so angry.
Yeah, so that's there's a lot of conflict.
Especially when they cast Grandpa movie. William that's as the wizard. Ooh, you should have seen Twitter that day.
There's a lot of stuff that's gonna bring down sales of this movie. There's just
no. Listen, there's only like there's only 13 in the motherfuckers, basically. Like, basically speaking, like they'll be fine. Market it to today's kids who've never read a Shazam comic book in their lives.
Hey,
do that,
Brandon.
Yes.
We're done.
We do the new show. We're done.
Oh, we're not doing it.
I mean, I got 4 articles. You want to talk about these 4 articles?
Yeah, let me show. Login.
All right, so I'm going to let y'all just live your life.
I'm good.
Yeah, because I thought about it while we recorded. When this shit went over 3.5 hours, I said, I don't think we're doing I said it to myself. Yeah, we're not doing a new show because these articles, ain't shit happened but Black Panther. Like, it's literally, the CW is doing shows on Sunday. Good. what other other shit that happened? Janelle Monáe's putting out an album. She put out a teaser. It's 45 seconds long. Great, but you know, Janelle, give me at least a minute for the trailer. Dear God.
Yeah, that trailer was like it gave me nothing.
Yeah, but she's making a movie though.
With
it.
A movie. That's an album.
Yeah,
it's an emotion picture.
Yeah, it's an emotion picture. So
Conversation Part 2.
Because she's doing is that, you know, that movie she's always trying to make about Sydney Mayweather, the whole backstory of her, like, character. So she's making it now, praise God. But I need more.
A friend of mine has, like, he works in the industry and he's kind of seen the stuff. Mm-hmm. And he said it's supposed to be on the level of, like, self-titled or Lemonade.
That's good. That's exactly what I can't wait. Okay. I'd really be happy to see that. Snoop Dogg has put together a gospel compilation album. He's on like most of the tracks, but not all of them. So it's him.
No, we don't need it.
Faith Evans, Tone is on it, or Be Slade now.
Did you say Snoop Dogg gospel? Yes.
I did say Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you need to hear the song with Be Slade in him.
I did. So like, Snoop Dogg. I was like, my God, this man is 50 years old, isn't he? LeBron James is remaking House Party. He's hired Stephen Glover to be one of the writers of the screenplay.
Don't need that either.
Netflix has signed Ryan Murphy to a 5-year deal to make shows just for them.
And I'm going to watch the first 5 episodes and then stop watching. That's how it goes.
And Melissa McCarthy and Tiffany Haddish are starring in an adaptation of Vertigo comic, the Kitchen, about the women who...
Oh, them two together. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, about the women whose husbands are all in, like, the mob or whatever, and they all get murdered, so, like, the women now have to run the crime organization themselves.
That sounds
good. I love Melissa McCarthy and Tiffany.
Yep. That's another show. Okay. That's it.
Okay, but the one thing with Ryan, if he gonna come to Netflix, give me more of Coven. I don't want nothing else but Coven.
Oh, I love Coven. Coven.
Like, if you gonna get all this money and come to Netflix, just give me another season of Coven. That's all I want.
Yeah, because I ain't get to watch any of my shows or anything. I ain't get to watch nothing. I ain't listened to nothing yet.
I caught up on How to Get Away with Murder.
When's the crossover?
Next week. It's March 1st? Yeah, next Thursday. Which I haven't... I still got 6 episodes of Scandal because Olivia can die. I can't even do it.
Mm-hmm. Will she die in the last episode, you think?
So I asked...
She has to. I feel like that's the only way that it can end the way it needs to. Like, she has to.
Either she dies or she ends up all alone. Like,
if she doesn't, I'm going to be mad
by herself.
Is something up with her face? Because I feel like as if something... Did she go through some kind of... Like, I'm being very serious, though. Like, I noticed that I haven't seen Scandal in maybe 2 seasons, right? And when I flipped back the TV and watched, I was like, something's wrong with your jawline. Like, something's different about her face. Did she go through something? Did she get in an accident? Or
I mean, she has 2 kids. I don't know if that's...
She lost some weight. Like, she's super skinny now.
Yeah, like, something about the way she looks in her face makes her look a little gaunt. And I was just wondering, is she sick or maybe going for something?
I don't think she's sick.
They're putting darker makeup on her because she's in her villainess season. And then when she comes, quote, into the light, I'm sure they'll put the clothes back on her and get her hair right and put some, you know, cherry lipstick on her and make her look really pretty. But right now she has this kind of evil-ish look to her.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I was like, I don't know who this Doc doppelganger is, but
yeah, they purposely made her look like, who is that? You know, to fit in with the arc that they're doing. But when they're ready to make us or try to make us love her again, she's gonna have on, you know, like more attractive, flattering makeup. You know, the foundation is gonna be her skin tone. She'll have blush instead of just contour. It's like, I see what you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. Because she's not attractive now.
We see what you're doing. But yeah, like, same shit happened. Everything's been Black Panther, everything news wise. So, like, that's all the news show I really had. I really looked through the shit, like, that's all. I mean, they cast the lady for the pilot of The Greatest American Hero, but it's a pilot. I don't know if it's going to series yet. We'll find out. But it's the lady, the best friend from The New Girl.
Oh, yeah, she's an Indian superhero or something.
Yeah. But yeah.
When do you see Black Panther dying like crickets down? Like,
never.
No.
I mean, forever.
Are you talking about the hype for the movie? The hype for Ava DuVernay's Wrinkle in Time, which comes out the first week of March.
March. Would you say...
I was going to say for the Avengers movie.
Would you say it'll still be like they will still have it, you know, popping still in May?
Or yeah, because Avengers, like the trio said, Avengers comes out in May, so they'll go jump right back up. They might even put it back out in theaters right before Avengers comes out.
Really? Well, yeah, because T'Challa, Shuri's going to be in that.
Yep.
So we're talking about $1 billion worldwide. That's
absolutely.
What we're saying.
Absolutely.
Way to go, Ryan. Yeah. This is his third movie. Third.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him. Like, he my cousin or something. Like, I'm going to see him at the cookout. Like, man, he did that.
He's doing grown people stuff in his third movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow. That's it. Go ahead, sir. That's awesome.
I saw something that was talking about, like, all the different budgets for like the movies that he had and how much they made. And I was like, he went from like peanuts with Fruit Bail to a $200 million budget movie for like only his third one ever in life.
Can you imagine the pressure, like the pressure on him?
Oh my God.
His family, his wife, just everybody. And it worked out beautifully, but oh man.
Yeah, that's why he was looking rough whenever they would show like stuff in the set, and he had that like his hair was unkempt. I was like, "Ooh,
because he was probably working like 20 hour days." Because like when Bobby works on his movies, he don't sleep and anything. Like he expects the rest of us not to sleep too. But fuck all of that, I'm grown. Yeah. I need my rest. But yeah, I'm once you really get into that, thanks, Moji. We'll see you later.
Later, y'all.
Bye.
Yeah, once you get really into that, like, it's pretty serious like that. But I'll just chop this and put this out as the new show. But we're done, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us. That's it. Thank y'all so much for being here. So let me just
roll. It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Next time.
My introductions, and I'll be done. But I gotta run right. I'll be right back.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Take care.